This was very high importance to us, both individually as the representatives from this area, but also as a provincial government. The Snowbirds is an iconic part of our culture and our identity, but particularly being one of the two MLAs from Moose Jaw, this is very near and dear to my heart. They are a part of our community. We want to see that stay.
Lots of great text coming in on the text line. Not surprised to see that. The Snowbird issue, this is a national conversation, but certainly in Saskatchewan, it's full of pride, it's full of emotion, and it's one that everyone is talking about this morning. The move, of course, from those long-serving CT 114 Tudor jets that we, of course, have now, I mean, we recognize those as the Snowbirds. They're so recognizable. The move will be to a new fleet of propeller-driven CT-157 Siskin 2s. And that will be sometime in the 2030s. We don't know the timeline on that yet. I mentioned we've got coming up Lieutenant Colonel retired Dan Dempsey, former commanding officer of the Snowbirds. He will be joining us in just a little bit here. I wanted to check in, though, with Donna Fritzky. Donna is the executive director of Tourism Moose Jaw, because the Snowbirds, 15-wing Moose Jaw, CFB Moose Jaw, I mean, the fact that it is based right there on the edge of the city is a big draw for the city of Moose Jaw. So what does this mean going forward for tourism in the city? That's where Donna will join us and talk a little bit more about that. Donna Fritzky, thank you so much for taking the call this morning.
Hey, good morning. Thank you for calling. This is a great opportunity for us to talk about tourism in Moose Jaw.
I mean, that's the thing. Moose Jaw, I feel like Moose Jaw's got so much going for it. What role, how big of a role does 15 Wing play in that overall tourism message?
Oh, they're such a huge part of our community. Obviously, we have so much pride in the Snowbirds, and we're so happy that, you know, this is their home. We're very proud of that fact. The Snowbirds have brought, you know, national coverage to our city and to Moose Jaw. And it's just such a unique aspect of our community. And having them here and what they do, it's incredible. Have visitors that stop in every day asking about them, and we have a Tudor jet in our parking lot, so it's a tool for conversation for sure. And the Snowbirds are part of our heritage, our culture, and that's what tourism is all about, and the storytelling. And we're just so blessed to have them in this community, and we're happy that they're staying for sure.
I can't imagine how many selfies and pictures have been taken in front of that Tudor jet. Your parker, you must watch that every day, Donna.
Yesterday was an amazing day. We had a lot of people stopping in and chatting about it. And like you mentioned, the emotion that goes behind the Snowbirds, there's a lot of emotion.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's just when you see that heart in the sky, and we're so lucky because we get to see that very often. And you'll just be going downtown to do some tours, some errands or whatever, and there's that big heart in the sky. And it's just like, oh.
Yeah.
We get to live here.
It's amazing. I mean, I said when I was chatting with your mayor, I said, I've had people, friends of mine in Moose Jaw, just talk about, doesn't matter how many times it happens, you still get the same chills. It's the impact it has on the community. Are you able, Donna, to ever quantify the tourism in terms of economic impact it has on Moose Jaw? Is that something that is that hard to measure?
Well, that's a number that I don't have, but I do know that, like, this past year, the tourism spending in Moose Jaw was $140 million. And obviously the Snowbirds are a big part of that. And because they are part of our, you know, our history and our culture. And that's incredible to think that a community of our size generates that type of revenue. Mm. That's incredible, you know, for our economics. And we're just very blessed to be able to have them here for sure.
We're looking
forward to the future, having them back in the sky.
Yeah, for sure. Donna Fritzky is my guest, Executive Director of Tourism Moose Jaw. Do you worry about the years, Donna, after 2026 and before whatever that return date is? Is that going to be a challenge for you at Tourism Moose Jaw?
Well, you know, obviously we're concerned about that as well. I mean, we love the Snowbirds and we want to see them, and the generations of, like, I think of just even my own family, of being able to go to the air show and to be able to enjoy, you know, watching them, and to not see them flying is obviously going to be completely different. But tourism in Moose Jaw, we have so much to offer. You know, the tunnels of Moose Jaw is just an amazing, you know, tour. Everyone needs to go and see that. It's just so much fun. And, you know, the Temple Gardens Hotel and Spa, they're in renovations. They're putting in a $12 million renovation on their building. And the spa is an incredible place to go. We have trolley tours. We have true crime, daytime tours. We also have, you know, ghost tours. And they're very, very popular. We just got the trolley up and running. Hopefully the weather stays nice, because that's always a concern.
Yep.
It's snowing in May. But, you know, there's so many things to do here. And we're just so blessed to live in this community. Our downtown is absolutely charming. You can walk everywhere. There's quaint cafes and, you know, retail. And it's just a really, for me, I'm very blessed to have this job. I'm very honored to be able to represent the tourism in our community, because it's actually pretty easy, because there's just so much to see and do.
It's a great way of putting it, Donna, because, I mean, you mentioned retail, the shops. People come from far and wide for the shops in Moose Jaw. The restaurants, you've got a great string of very unique restaurants in your community. And by the way, Big Sidewalk Day's got to be coming up. When is that planned? It's summertime.
It's, July the 2nd, and it's the 2nd, 3rd, and 4th. So we're completely, all of our vendors, we've sold out. It's a go, and yeah, it's going to be a little bit different this year. We've got a food court this year and places for people to sit to be able to enjoy their meals, and hopefully the weather is going to be great, and we're just looking forward to having a great time with our community. It's a way to celebrate what we have, and that's a lot of fun.
Lots to celebrate. Donna, you and your team do a great job. I appreciate you giving us a few minutes on the show today.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, anytime.
So take care.
All right, take care.
Donna Fritzky is the Executive Director of Tourism Moose Jaw, which, by the way, was it two weeks ago? I was in Moose Jaw over the weekend. I was with a friend. He said, let's stop and grab a bite to eat. I said, sure. He said, have you been to Deja Vu Cafe? Call me a rookie, because I'd not been there before. Oh, my gosh. That is a good spot. So, Moose Jaw is one of those communities that has got a lot going for it. Let's hope the snowbirds continue to be part of the fascinating story of this incredible community.